From the News Center, a news focus.
Grace Community Church of Herndon is back this year with its Walk Through Bethlehem. This live-action presentation takes you through the Christmas story, inside and then outside the church, in the stable with the newborn Savior. Melinda Mosser is co-chair this year.
Walk through our church, and our rooms are set up with different experiences about the life when Jesus was born. You get to interact. You will have a tribal leader that will take you through your rooms. Everybody has their scripts that they follow, but as they're going through, I feel like you really feel the way Mary felt, and how did Joseph feel as he was finding out there was no room in the inn.
And then there's the marketplace, indoors at the church, but their efforts to make it authentic are staggering. Amy Zartman is director of that portion of the event.
We're all in character and try to interact with those that are in the marketplace. Breads, we have candy that's made. We have wooden ornaments and dreidels that are being sold in our carpenter shop.
And with just a few exceptions, they've been at it since the mid-2000s. In fact, we spoke to some teens who started as very young people. 14-year-old Brooklyn Zartman will be
making headbands, been in the pottery, which is where I'm going to be at this year. I've been outside handing out hot chocolate, keeping the guests warm.
Now 18-year-old Nathan Mosser began as a child, fanning the king.
And this year I'm going to be a tribal leader, just experiencing it with each group of people. Yeah, it's really cool to watch everyone experience it and experience it differently.
And yes, live animals are part of all this, according to 16-year-old Queenland Zartman.
Then I carry my rabbits around and let people pet them. We've had baby pigs in the past, baby goats.
She also plays Mary as she's told of the child she will deliver. It's a free event, December 2nd, 6 to 9, December 3rd, 5 to 9. A closing comment from Brooklyn.
I think it's amazing to get the community involved and just to reach out to people, to share the gospel of Christ is what we're called to do.
With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.